The U.S. appears to be near the end of its bombing activity in Afghanistan. Pentagon officials said today that airstrikes on the Jawaharkili cave complex along the border with Pakistan continued over the weekend but are now concluding. U.S. Special Forces in that area had reported finding large quantities of equipment and ammunition in those caves, apparently belonging to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
U.S. planes struck the Jawaharkili caves at least once early in the air campaign, but Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam says they weren't hit as hard in the beginning as they probably should have been.
What was not known was how extensive a complex it was until we actually were on the ground and physically looking inside these caves to find out how extensive it was.
U.S. forces exploring the Jawaharkili area found a 9-square-mile complex with about 50 caves and 60 above-ground structures. Stuffelbeam, the Pentagon's deputy operations director, says Al-Qaeda forces used the caves to store military equipment and may have tried to regroup in the area. The Al-Qaeda fighters are mostly gone now, and the U.S. troops who found the caves could have blown them up themselves, but they would have had to carry a lot of TNT with them.
Some of these cave entrances are not easy to climb up into. So the easiest way to close them down is with a weapon that will fall from the sky rather than one you've got to lug up there.
Jawaharkili is about the only place U.S. planes have been bombing lately in Afghanistan, and now airstrikes here, too, are concluding.
Over the course of the weekend, we have, as I understand it, we have leveled the remaining structures that were found on the surface, and we have closed all the caves that we would intend not be reoccupied. So I guess the best way to term it is it's now time to go look elsewhere.
With military activity declining, the focus has shifted to intelligence gathering. The United States is detaining more than 400 people in Afghanistan and dozens more at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A second group arrived today amid heavy security. The detainees are being held in outdoor cells. Critics say they're more like cages. Amnesty International says the detention facilities do not meet minimum standards. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark disagrees.
They are receiving culturally appropriate meals every day. They are getting showers every day. They are getting medical treatment. They are given an opportunity to exercise. They are getting very humane treatment.
Clark says representatives from the International Committee of the Red Cross are due to visit the Guantanamo facilities later this week. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.